This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Tournament coming soon. You can watch all of it here at Chickies and Pete's. Special menu. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. I have noticed Fridays busy here at Chickies now that nobody works on Fridays anymore except for us. They hang out at Chickies.
Yep. So
love that. We're here every Friday all the way through until the Eagles start playing again. But it's almost time for the Phillies to start, and that makes this part of the program even more important.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Not much to report today from spring training. They did play, but it was like the C lineup.
Okay.
But Chris Sanchez, again, 3 innings, 4 strikeouts.
There you go.
Flash the change up again. Cy Young odds have dropped from plus 5,000 to plus 2,500.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I know, yes, real quick. So yesterday we talked about the Bryce Harper moving to first base thing, right? And we talked about
moving to the outfield. Potentially.
Which could open up a spot at first base for a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr. Reported this morning, he went to the Blue Jays and asked for a 15-year, $600 million contract. He won't get that, but it's going to... I don't think he's going to get it. But it'll start with a 4. So
I think it's going to start with more than a 4.
Yeah.
Really? Start with a 4.
Yeah.
Listen, he's good. I just start getting a little queasy.
He's 26?
Yes.
Vlad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, start with at least a 5.
I think it ends up at a 5. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And now that would be a monster signing. I mean, that's the kind of signing that you know, this offseason, the guys that were available, I mentioned Christian Walker, there's Pete Alonso, even you're talking Bregman at third. Keeping that salary clear for something like that, that's big. And by the way, you're not competing with the New York teams on that, because they both have first basemen at this point. So, I don't know. I mean, that's a...
Well, the Yankees are starting Goldschmidt there this year. They could be in it next
year. Oh, right. Yeah. You're fair. That's fair.
Yeah. But it's one to monitor. And it could affect what they do with Schwarber from an extension candidate this spring training. I think they're talking to Schwarber about a contract extension. Don't seem like they are with JT, but the Schwarber is the one to watch for, like, a Kyle Tucker and Vlad situation.
Yeah, I am in the they can't extend JT camp. Where are you?
No.
I'm leaning more no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're no,
gotta
right?
Move on.
Yeah.
You got to move on.
Get this core. Get some new players.
Yeah.
Good, just what Kyle Schwarber said in 1 second, but I thought it was interesting. J-Roll was on the Foul Territory show yesterday.
Yep.
And he had a little conversation with old Bryce Harper about this upcoming season.
I tell that to Bryce. I've told him plenty of times, if you don't want to hear about 08, go win it.
True.
Because I felt the same way. Like, I got tired of hearing about 1980. Like, that. I was born in 78. I don't want to hear about the guys that played in 80. I love them. I knew Mike Schmidt. I learned about Larry Boa. I was like, I have to go. You know, and that's who I was chasing. But in order for you to create your own legacy, go create it. If you don't want to hear about the 08 team, go win. They'll talk about you guys. And then you tell the next generation, if y'all don't want to hear about the 2025 Phillies, go win. And you start all over. So that's what was a driving factor for me. And I told Boa when he was my manager, we started at the vet. You know, they won it all in 80. They had the 78, 79, win in 80, lost in 83. But they were a team. And I told them, this is the house that you built. When they built that place next door, that's going to be the house that I built. And we got there. We create our own legacy in that building. And it's going to be here for a while now. So for the guys that come after, you can add to that legacy. You don't want them to talk about us, go win it. And I encourage them to do it all the time. Go win. Don't let them talk about us. You should be tired about it.
I like that.
That's why he's my favorite Philly.
I mean, I love that.
He told that to my other favorite Philly.
Bryce.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, it makes me think of when the – because you talk about your teams all the time, which are great Eagles teams.
Yep.
But when the 17 team won, you guys got put a little bit more in the rear view.
Yes, sir.
And then now that the 24 team won, the 17 team – goes a little bit more in the rear view, and then you guys go. So he's right. If you're sick of hearing about Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and all the other greats, then go give us something else to focus on.
I completely agree with all that Jimmy said, and you know Bryce is the one who has to wear that, right? We know he can't win it by himself. We all understand that, but this is his legacy that's on the line. None of these other guys' legacy. Zach Wheeler's legacy isn't on the line. Kyle Schwarber's legacy isn't on the line. This is about Bryce Harper. This is Bryce Harper's team. This is his era of Phillies baseball. He's the catalyst for what we have here right now. We've given him all the credit for restoring the pride and the faith in the Phillies that we have in them right now. But along with that comes the responsibility of you're going to have to wear whatever this era of baseball turns out to be. And quite frankly, they're at a spot right now where you peaked early and now you're starting to fizzle out. And so unfortunately for them, it's not the opposite way where you build up to playing in the World Series. And you can and we may say he finally got us to the World Series after X amount of years. Now it's like because you got there so quickly and unexpectedly, it's we haven't won the World Series and we haven't been back since.
And you know,
like, and you've had enough talent to do it.
Well, and Nebraska talked the other day about how he was talking to the old one of the old Tigers, and the Tigers guy said to him, you know, Dave, this is the best run in Tigers history. And Dave said, well, it doesn't matter if we don't get a ring. We're not going to remember like 68. We're not going to remember like 84.
Right.
And that's where this thing, it's like, yeah, this is the third best run in Phillies history. I mean, it's 08, it's 80, and then it's this, which is sad because it's been around since 1883, but it is the third best run in the history of the franchise. But if it doesn't end in anything, it's just, it's kind of where it's been.
And the thing about Bryce is already one of the greatest Phillies ever, and he's already beloved.
Yep.
If Bryce wins a World Series here, Bryce will be beloved in a way that is of the elite, elite, elite in Philadelphia sports history.
Yeah.
He chose here. He committed to here. He has repeatedly proven and said that he wants to be here.
Yeah.
And not only to come here and win, which is great, but to come here, bring the team back to, you know, relevance and get there and get beat down and then actually get it. I think the journey would be something that we all valued, you know, and I think he would really put himself an all-time Philadelphia athlete, like Mount Rushmore level Philadelphia athlete.
Yeah, believe me, they win the World Series with Bryce here. Yeah, we're going to party like it's 1999.
Can I tell you the other thing?
Yeah, we're going to party like never before.
All of a sudden, the Schmidt stuff. Look, I think Schmidt is the greatest Philly of all time.
Sure.
But all of a sudden, he's there with Schmidt. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's
no
not,
doubt about
he's
it.
He's not there
well,
with
he's
Schmidt.
Well, he's
more
beloved than Schmidt. He's just not a better player.
Not a better player. Not a better player. And hasn't won.
Yes, and hasn't won.
But if he wins, and look, Mike Schmidt is the greatest Philly of all time, the greatest third baseman of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce is up there with Mike Schmidt if they win the World Series.
Yep. God, if he has a 1980 Schmidt season where Schmidt won the MVP and World Series MVP, that's the dream.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Listen, and I don't begrudge the 17 team winning the Super Bowl or this past year's team winning the Super Bowl, but I'm not Donovan McNabb. I'm not Brian Westbrook. I'm not Brian Dawkins, right? I'm not those great players where a championship gets attached to my name, right? And so I feel bad for my teammates who were great players and should be viewed a certain way. And had we won a Super Bowl, they would be viewed a certain way. Now, Brian's talent superseded all that, and he's a Hall of Fame player, and I get that. But that winning the Super Bowl could have changed what Donovan could have been. Maybe he is closer to being a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Right. So that's what winning that game does for you. And as much as we may feel like we've had something to do with the foundation of what the Eagles are because we were there at the beginning, we are arguably, until this team just won, because I put this team over us, we are arguably the best team in franchise that didn't win.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the 91 Eagles were there, but their offense was different.
Your team was better.
Yeah,
than team.
Right? Yeah. So like, we're the team that becomes known for not getting it done when a lesser team, no offense to 17, they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
They won it, and we didn't win it.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
And so this team went out and won it. And listen, I like I said, I give them nod over us. They were just a stacked roster with great players. But now our era of Eagles football, as fond as some people may think back on it, it still has that cloud of, but they didn't win it. They didn't win the big game that hangs over them. And that's what Bryce would have hanging over him.
And the last thing on Bryce is that I want it for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know I'm hard on him sometimes. He's a great player. And sitting there, you know, we've interviewed him three times. I've been there twice, you know, in person. One time I was on the phone.
Yep.
Like, you can just...
Yeah, we've interviewed him six.
Yes, I know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in my time talking with him, he wants it badly. Like, he cares a great deal. He, and I make fun of the pandering thing, and I will continue to do it, but... Even that is all of that is meaningful.
Well, beats what Schmidt did.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it does. And
easy over there.
Sorry, there's an opening.
Well, I mean, that's why people feel differently about Bryce than they felt about Schmidt.
Yep.
And I think his commitment to the organization, his commitment to being great, he does care a great deal, and he has performed in the playoffs.
Yep.
And I want it for him, and I hope I know he shoulders that responsibility, even though he knows at his core he can't do everything himself. But I want it for him. I think it would be a great moment for him, not just for him as a Philly, him as his career.
Yeah,
sure.
He doesn't have one.
It's the perfect cherry on top for what's been a pretty charmed career. 16 years old, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He graduates high school early to be the number one pick in the draft. Like, it's such a cherry on top. He's a Hall of Famer. We know that, but it puts him in a different stratosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Final thing here, Kyle Schwarber this morning, a guest on the morning show, gave an interesting answer about, you know, the camera asked him, seems like you guys are struggling with trying to put into what this season means or what your message is to the fan base. Last year was very clear. We want to get off hot to a hot start. We want to win the division. Like, what's the internal message this year in a way? And here's what Kyle Schwarber said.
The goals every year, right, is the hold a trophy up. I don't care who you are. You know, it doesn't matter if you haven't been in the postseason for 10 years, if you haven't won a World Series in 108 years. Your goal is to hold up a trophy. You know, pretty much throughout my career, I've been in the playoffs every single year except one. Been in two World Series.
Yep.
So it's a hard thing to do. Don't get me wrong. I've been on a lot of great teams, and this is by far one of the best teams I've been on. Throughout the last, you know, going on 4 years, it just shows you in our game, this is zero excuses by any means about that, because at the end of the day, we fell short, and we fell short in 22, we fell short in 23, we fell short last year, and that's how we feel.
The one thing...
That's why you got to resign him.
Yes. Well, the one thing that they all have expressed, and they're not beating their chests over it, I can tell they just know... They do believe they are good enough, I think. I think they look at the roster and they are almost insulted by the idea of adding to them or that this might be the end of the run. And they're not – last year, I think they were more vocal about what they needed to do.
Right.
This year, it seems like every time we question them, Trey said it, Bryce said it, and now Schwarber said it. You could see it. Even Boa, I think. He's like, no, we have the players. We're good enough. Like, we're good enough. We just have to get it done. And I think it's meaningful that Schwarber says, this is one of the best teams I've ever been on. Because he's been on a lot of really good teams. So
he's won a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The one thing that they're doing that is bothering me, though, is the whole just getting hot at the right time mentality.
Yep.
And my issue with it is first off, what does that even mean? I understand theoretically what it means, but rather than just say, like, kind of throwing your hands up and saying, well, I hope we're playing well at the right time, I would like to hear a little more, like, we're going to start, like, if we're going through it, we're going to grind out at bats. We're going to do little things better. We're going to play a winning style of baseball. Because I think what frustrates people is that when they go cold, it's just the chasing and it's the strikeouts and finding a way out of that rather than, yeah, well, listen, we're not playing well right now. There's been a lot of, yeah, listen, I just hope we're playing well at the right time.
Right. And you can't just decide to do that,
exactly.
Or everyone would decide to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've said this before. When they're going through a tough time, they are trying to get hot. They're not trying to get through the tough time. And that's a different thing. You can see them up there just trying to light the fire. And you go back to the Mets series, when Schwarber hit that home run, I think, to lead off the series, I think they all thought, oh, okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
yeah.
And then when they weren't back, they didn't know what to do.
Well, when they get in that mode, they all try to do way too much.
Yeah.
They try to do way too much.
They try to hit five-run home runs.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, the one thing you need the Eagles to do next week. VP, you're on WIP. What's up, VP?
Happy Friday, everybody.
VP.
So I'm going to do something that I rarely do, and that is I'm going to agree with Jack.
Whoa! Oh. Hit the breaking news sounder.
I think that Stoutland is a genius on the O-line, and while I don't want to lose Mekhi Becton, I think that is adaptable. But I very much enjoyed last season having corners where I didn't have to worry about the long play down the field. I didn't have to worry about, you know, Patrick Mahomes or anyone coming out with a 50-yard pass. And I don't want to lose that. And I know Elliot, which we'll talk about him in a second, but I know Elliot thinks that we have some people on the team that can fill that spot, and maybe that's true. But until I know that's true, that's my biggest fear.
Hmm. I think corner's fair.
Yeah.
It is.
And I'm not sure. They may go with the Isaiah Rogers, Keeley Ringo sort of combination. I'm familiar with the names. I'm not sure how I feel they would hold up for 17 weeks out there.
And remember, we already had them last year, but with another really good guy.
Yeah.
So they're still a guy short, I think. And then, you know, Ken said this, and I actually don't agree with it. I would rather lean on the pressure to make the corners better than the corners really good to help you get to the... Because you give a good quarterback time, he's going to find something.
Yep.
The key is, and we saw this with Mahomes, he didn't have time.
Yep.
He didn't have time. He was running for his life the entire game. There's no quarterback who's good. I always remember growing up, and it finally hit me one day. They would say on TV, well, if you know, this quarterback's good, but if you hit him early, he's not quite as good. Just like every quarterback who's ever played.
You got to get him off his spot.
Yeah, right. If they're getting hit early, none of them are good. You know, some of them are better than others, but none of them are good. But I don't buy the Isaiah Rogers, Keeley Ringo thing either. I think no matter whether it's the first thing they do or not, I think they need an all-pro level guy in there, but they need a real guy in there.
Completely. And Elliot's comment about, you know, would we take the fourth overall pick and short term it would be a step back from being a Super Bowl team. I am not ready to take a step back from being a Super Bowl team. You know, maybe in a few years, maybe if we show that we can't carry this momentum forward, I'll talk about that. But I'm not there today. I'm not giving up any of our major weapons today for future possibilities.
Yeah, do you know how much pressure that puts on Jalen? You take A.J. Brown away.
Well, that's not what now.
The elite QB?
Well, yeah, seriously. Yeah, hey, listen, even elite QBs need weapons.
Well,
they can't throw the ball to themselves.
Let's say they sign, they have Devontae. Let's say they sign Darius Slayton and you have a real real good otherwise.
Darius Slayton from the Giants?
Yes, good player.
Sucks.
Who'd you rather have, Darius Slay or Darius Slay?
I'd rather have Darius Slay.
He's a good. I'm just saying there would be another receiver in there.
It's not AJ Brown.
No, it's not AJ. All right, go ahead.
We're probably going to lose Goddard, as we've been talking about. So now that's another target gone. So there's no way in my mind. Also, one really quick thing. I know you're going to ask me my villain.
Yeah.
I'm in Philly right now because I'm going to a sports card show tomorrow where a bunch of the Eagles are going to be, and both CJ, GJ, and Slay are going to be there tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Don't know
oh,
if they're
really?
Going to be there at the same time because I don't have the schedule in front of me. I've been driving. But they're going to be there.
Do me a favor, VP. Get something signed by one of them and then ask the other one to sign the same thing.
I'm pretty sure it's sold out, so I'm not sure that I can do that, but I'll give it my best shot.
Okay.
And if they interact, I need it on video.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, somebody will have it on video.
Yes, I think there'll be no shortage of that.
Maybe like LeBron and Stephen A. last night.
Oh, yeah. Loserville, USA. Your goat over there, Jack. Hey, VP, give us a bad guy or bad girl that you cheer for.
So I'm a little bit nerdy. I think you guys know that. And yep. The first thing that came to mind when you asked this question was Snape from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, my God. You losers.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I don't even know who that is.
I can't do it with the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Lord
Can we
Rings,
all grow up?
Lord of the Rings is goated. Harry Potter is too scary.
They're the same. Harry Potter is too scary. I know a lot of people will agree with you, VP. It's just we're not Harry Potter.
I can't even judge,
Yeah, I guess that's a good answer. All right, On the Record Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. I did find out, as my former drummer, Total Goon, over there stopped by, SmackDown is at the center tonight, which is why we're going to see a larger crowd here. In the WWE Goon Squad is coming through, Jack.
Wow.
They're going to come talk to you. So if you have a problem with Jack's takes on wrestling, you can always stop and see us at Chickie's and Pete's and talk to him in person about it.
Wow. Did you guys see the John Cena turn heel? It's amazing.
Yep, we did.
Yeah, we heard. We heard.
That was on TikTok.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. All right. So, listen.
Big WWE tonight.
A bunch of dorks are coming.
Oh, boy. There we go. Anthony in Jersey, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. First time, long time. Ike, I'm actually on my way from a short business trip. I was out in Cincinnati, a pretty nice city.
Oh, there you go.
What was your favorite part of Cincinnati?
Come on, man.
I didn't really have a whole lot to explore around, but I don't know what's going on with the
traveling
chili deal. That's a little
No one does.
That's an acquired taste.
The chili But I'm a little 50-50 on the whole Mekhi Becton, whatever you're going to do with DN.
Wow, Tornado Shapiroing it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to stick with the Cincinnati team here and maybe go with Trey Hendrickson. I think Myles Garrett's going to be too expensive. I don't want to give up the draft capital there. In a world that we could keep Milton Williams, too, I'd love that. But I don't know why if we don't do that. I think we would address it in the draft. I don't know why nobody's talking about the guy from Ohio State, Jack Sawyer. So I don't know if there's character issue there or what. But
nah, there's no character issue. Round. No character issue. He's already on my draft board.
Yeah, he's an exciting one.
I like him a lot.
You know, Anthony, the other thing you brought up about
heady player
Hendrickson is that it does help when you're thinking about the Myles Garrett thing versus Hendrickson.
Yeah.
The Hendrickson thing is costing you money, but not the same sort of draft capital.
Right.
So you're not worried about if people are talking about third round pick, that's a lot different than trading two first round picks for the right to pay somebody as opposed to a third round pick for
the
right.
He's also not going to cost you $30 million a year.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, man. I mean that would be a big
move. At least 20.
Yeah, but that's a big move. Yeah, 20. Wow, you're talking Bryce Huff money there. Wonder if we can get the same kind of production. Hey, do you have a bad guy that you cheer for next question? Tonight?
Yeah, real quick, if I can. I know you guys were talking about Trot's son yesterday, the WVU guy that transferred to Missouri. I actually live in West Virginia, WVU alumni, and that dude is a beast, man. He's a heat-seeking missile to the ball. I mean, he led every weekend in tackles, and everybody in town was upset that he moved on to Missouri, but I'd love to see him in Midnight Green probably in, you know, the next 3 or 4 years too, because he's coming off of a freshman year. But so my villain though is your guy's colleague, the Hammer.
Yeah,
dude.
You root for the Hammer? Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're the one.
I love the unmuted celebration that cracks me up.
That one?
Dude.
Yeah.
This morning.
Thank you, man.
This morning with Schwarber on, like in the middle of the interview, he goes, yeah, that's what the Hammer does.
Nah.
And I was like, what is wrong? Like, what is wrong with you?
He is a character.
It was good. It's good. It's just, you know, when I think of the Hammer, I think of Dave Schultz.
Not Joe DiCamera.
Seth Joyner.
Right.
So when we first were coming up with the idea for Beat the Hammer, Seltzer and DiCamera wanted to call it Beat the Deke. Because I guess his nickname was Deke.
It used to be the Deke, yeah.
And we decided on Beat the Hammer.
Because then it just ends up being...
It's way funnier. Yes.
Beat the Geek.
Yeah.
Or something else that we don't need to...
Yes.
It's already inferred on this one.
Yeah. So the details are out on the Saquon extension as far as a cap standpoint, and this is per the guy who runs overthecap.com, good website, Jason. The salary cap hit for Saquon after this extension goes up this year. They don't save any cap space. They lost around $1 million in cap space extending Saquon. And the extension guarantees he's here, and this is Elliot breaking it down. I didn't read it. The extension guarantees he's here through 26. He can be cut in 27 for about $3 million of dead cap.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like they gave him $36 million more.
Yeah, I can't. As somebody who is, the NBA salary cap is pretty complicated.
Yeah.
I can figure that one out. The NFL salary cap, I can't figure out. It truly feels like they're making it up as they go. I can't understand. They've given the guys like $60 million in guaranteed money, and the cap hit every year is $6 million. I don't understand. I need to understand how this works. Do you think there must be somebody under Howie at the Eagles who could sit down with us one day and explain it? Not on the air, but off the air. I feel like I need a better understanding of how this works.
I know a guy who could explain it. I don't know what he's doing right now. Jake Rosenberg,
former Howie guy.
Oh, really?
He's on Twitter.
It would be interesting to talk to him.
Is he running another team?
No.
Or even
in a different sport. But he's doing something.
I'll look it up.
Where he's running some sort of company.
Even this guy Jason from Over the Cap. It just makes it hard for me to say go get a guy. And we talk about salary cap implications. When it's with, we know there's no cap with the Phillies.
Show you a picture of Josiah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Future Eagle.
Yep.
That's a big fella. Yeah.
That's the youngest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, linebacker factory in there. Oh, my goodness. Jeez Louise. Anyway, I can figure out the basketball cap.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of rules, but I can say they can get that guy, they can't get this guy. Can't figure it out with the Eagles. I have literally no idea how it works.
It's almost like they're operating under a different set of rules than everyone else is.
Right. Well, or they're just making it up as they go along.
The good part is it doesn't matter if you don't understand it. Howie definitely understands it.
Well, yeah, but it's just so much harder to talk about.
It's impossible to talk about.
Yeah. Right.
I want to rant and rave that the Saquon deal was a disaster.
Yeah, you can't. We can't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel neutered.
It probably is a great deal for the Eagles somehow.
I have no idea. Maybe it's just cash. And by the way, if it's just cash, Howie deserves credit for figuring it out, but Lurie deserves credit for the cash. He deserves credit for the cash.
The majority of the credit. Like you said, he's willing to give up the money.
The money, you know, even if they don't have the cap hit for it. You know, before we get back to On the Record Friday, there was an interesting little article on NBC Sports Philly's website today, and they had a few people weigh in about whether, if he never plays again, Joel Embiid is a basketball Hall of Famer. And I just want to change the convo a little bit, because it's hard because of the basketball Hall of Fame allows many more people in than the other Hall of Fames do. It's a wider, you know.
It's college, it's women's, it's international.
It's international. You don't need to do as much. Yeah. And, you know, I always say Mitch Richmond was a good player. If Mitch Richmond's getting in, it's just like, it's hard to say who should be a Hall of Famer, who isn't. Let's say we had the standards that the NFL and Major League Baseball had for their Hall of Fames. If Joel Embiid never plays another game, is he a Hall of Famer under those standards? What do you think?
I'd say yeah.
I would say yes as well. Yeah. He won an MVP, mm-hmm. two runner-ups, 7 straight All-Star games, 5 All-NBA teams, yeah. 2 scoring titles. I was trying to think of another player who, in a different sport, who had a similar
Sterling
run.
Sharp.
So Jack mentioned Sterling Sharp. I even think a better one might be Megatron.
That's another one. Megatron, the only difference is Megatron retired on his own.
He did. I'm just saying length of career, impact on the game, never won anything.
Yep.
You know, and Megatron got in.
Another one, yeah.
You know, so I think Embiid is an easy Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think he's probably first. Now, in the regular Basketball Hall of Fame, he's first ballot. Sterling Sharp wasn't.
Right.
Megatron was, I believe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I agree. I think Embiid is really just injuries. I understand people want to hold the overall team success, but it's not judged off of just overall team success. You know, basketball is one of the sports, if not the one sport, where the individual talent supersedes what team success or lack thereof. has. There's been plenty of Hall of Famers out there that didn't play on great teams or they won a title or anything. So Embiid's biggest knock is being available.
Yes, and the fact that he never had one signature run to the final.
Right.
Yeah.
But even
but as an individual.
I understand that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
As that's, again, that's a team thing.
Okay, as an individual.
As an individual, it's more about being available. It's his health. It wasn't his ability.
I actually think there's a good Philly comp, and it's Lindros. Now, Lindros went to the finals once.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But another great player whose career was limited due to injury, probably didn't live up to the expectations that people had from a team standpoint, but as an individual was an awesome player, ended up in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Baseball Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax was a very short, you know, peak.
He won a World Series.
He did, and he had three Cy Youngs.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's in the other sports, I don't think he'd be first ballot. But, you know, I think in the NBA, I think he, or Basketball Hall of Fame, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I also thought Mattingly, too, but Mattingly wasn't as good as Embiid was. Mattingly had a short run, 5 years, I think, is when he was really, really good. I think at Mattingly's best, people would have thought of him as one of the five best hitters in baseball at his peak.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll give you another one in basketball, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming only played 8 years.
Yeah.
Yep. Yao Ming.
And I think Embiid was better than Yao Ming.
Yeah. I totally agree.
He's a Hall of Famer. It's just he's never going to be remembered as an all-timer. Like, if that makes sense.
He'll be remembered as what could have been.
Sure.
Yeah.
Instead of an all-timer.
Like, Jokic is going to be the center of the generation.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well-deserved, I think.
Yeah. He's going to win his third this year?
Seems MVP?
Like he might.
No, Shea's going to win it.
Oh, yeah. SGA is going to win that. Yeah.
I think Shea will win it.
Yeah, he'll win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jokic's a better player than Shea.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, baby? I don't want to ruffle any feathers, and I don't want no side eyes going on, so I'm going to say Isaiah, I'm still riding shotgun with you.
Shocker.
Oh, wow, big take. Okay, wow, you're great. Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow, really mixing it up today.
Wow, you want an offensive lineman.
Whoa,
crazy.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I do. Don't nobody care about what y'all saying, because for real, if I got in a fight right now, I want to be in a fight with Ike, not y'all. So y'all say whatever y'all want.
You
want to
fight Ike? Is that what you said?
Oh, he wants me with him in a fight.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Another big take from Yoshi.
I did tie a fight once, though.
And I'm big.
Reed's Blue Bell parking lot. It was a tie.
Are you done?
Yes.
Are you done?
Oh, wow.
Yes. They such haters.
They are, man. Listen, you gotta watch them, man.
They are haters, bro.
Yeah.
Big time. Look, man, because look, we go one for one. We signed a significant player on defense that we need to sign. I mean, but Mekhi Becton at the position, man, he's abnormal in size. The kid had 900 and some snaps last year, first time at guard, only gave up 3 sacks, 4 penalties. I mean, you want that. And then you keep what's named that little group together. I believe Josh Sweat, man, I keep saying, wasn't nobody beating the drum for Josh Sweat or Milton Williams early in the year? Everybody was worried about Fletcher retiring. I remember hearing, Milton Williams, came, like, he's okay. You got to remember, Jalen Carter's ascension to what he is, and those guys being in contract year, that's my belief that they play as good as they did play. You could get two other guys at those positions with a Jalen Carter and everything else on defense. And then that secondary, and I probably would go with Jack a little bit as far as corner, because that secondary also allowed Josh Sweat and Milton Williams to do, more so Josh Sweat, to get in there and do a little something. I gotta go with the offensive lineman, man. We're saying, let's keep it popping. We still ride a shotgun.
No,
we got some Biggie playing, some DMX. We ain't playing no slow songs because we're two dudes in the front seat.
So
we gonna keep it hardcore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're rolling with Ike, I don't know that you're going the Biggie direction, though. I think you're
well, eventually we can get there.
Okay.
We know he wants some Tupac going on, too.
All right.
But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? You know, the girls, they start jumping when we married. Let me shut up. We married. Let me leave it alone.
Are we bringing the wives? Are we bringing the wives with us?
No, man. We're rolling dolo. We talking about back in the day. We riding shotgun back in the day. Before Miss Renee and before Miss Dawn. What's name? We talking about back in the day.
That's a long time ago.
Young Yoshi. That's a pop right there, boy. Vanilla and chocolate. Oh, my.
Vanilla and chocolate.
Well, this guy's picking teams based on who he's with. Like, which delegation you in?
Alright, they don't understand this conversation. Alright, they don't understand this conversation. Look, Spike, I'm trying to get on your side real quick about something. Listen to Spike, you gotta look at John Wick, bruh. It's like each sequel stands with the first movie.
Okay.
It's action-packed. I mean, it's everything you want. Holly Berry, what's the name in one of them? Good gracious, Scott.
Oh, hey, wow. Spike. Holly's in there?
She is.
Okay.
Hey, Spike, when Holly was getting it in with John with them dogs, boy, that was some vicious, wasn't it, man?
John Wick's boy, dogs.
I'm telling you.
Sounds like a freaking movie.
you got to check it out, man. It's a great thing. I'm telling you. You'll love it. Watch one a week because they long as on the what. But you don't get bored watching it. Dialogue good, action good, everything, plot, everything.
Okay.
You don't get bored. Watch one a week. And
okay.
My villain is I love Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh,
all-timer. You were cheering for him?
Yeah, I was cheering for that dude, man.
Why? He's awful.
He embodies that character, bro. I also was cheering for Catherine Tremell was saying the Basic Instinct, too.
There
was saying, like, I want her to get away with everything.
Catherine
Tremell.
Basic Instinct.
When she caught some legs, I was like, what? Stop it.
It's the only guy that remembers Sharon Stone's
I know the actual
name.
Character
you
name, yeah.
Right. I watched Basic Instinct probably like 10 times. The second one, I probably watched twice, but that wasn't as good. That first man, boy, I'm playing Catherine Tremell. Was a beast in that movie. Chance don't still look good to me, but good God almighty. I'm going to leave it alone at that. Love
all
y'all,
right,
Chance. Happy Friday. We still Super Bowl champ. Go Birds!
All right.
Go Birds. Captain Jamel. Chance Stone was fine.
She was. Yeah. I mean, she was GOAT level for a while.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one.
Sir.
Yeah, she was the one for a minute. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
Stone?
I love that. I call him just Stone, man. I've noticed that the last few times I've called. I've got a new nickname. I love it. I love it. So what I'm looking for, I agree with that. You got to keep the band together if you can with Mekhi Becton, because that's what helped Shady get the 2,000 yards.
Shady? What, interesting.
Yep, same player.
Not Shady.
Wow. Dynamite call so far, Justin.
Yeah, you really nailed it.
Yeah, you just owned it.
Don't let him ruffle your feathers, Justin.
I was going to hit on Shady a little later about his comment about Deebo Samuel being the best player in the NFL because Shady was on some stuff that day. But anyway.
Can I ask you something, Justin? You brought up the Super Bowl. Wasn't the thing that really won the Super Bowl for us how the defensive line got to Patrick Mahomes? I mean, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the pressure from the front four. It was most definitely. I'm talking about all season. It kept Saquon getting the 2,000. It kept Jalen clean for the most part. You know, I mean, that offensive line is what we build on, what the team prides itself on the offensive and defensive line. Like that's the one thing you know how he's going to look forward to building each year. Like that's where they're really. And I know everybody's like, well, look at Stout. Look at what he's done with Jordan Mailata. And look at what he's done with Becton. Couldn't he do that with Steen, who was a third-round pick? We've got the guy we got from Michigan last year, Trevor Keegan. You know, what about him? I understand all that, but daggone, man, if Becton wants to come back and it's the right number, I would bring him back because, like they said, I don't think he gave up 3-4 sacks all year, had 3-4 penalties. You know, he played really well, man. And this guy was labeled as a bust, and he was a top-10 pick just 3-4 years ago. And
yep.
Stout got all that out of him, you know. And I said,
and he can play tackle in a couple of years, Justin. You got to factor that in.
That's right.
I said that just the other day. I heard him say that when Lane decides to hang it up, maybe he can progress out to the outside. But somebody who needs a raise every year, come hell or high water. I know this was a thank you to Saquon. Man, they need to tell Jeff Stoutland thank you every dadgum year because he pulls something out of his hind end every dadgum year with that offensive line, dude. Like Jurgens going from guard to center. Like, he was drafted to be Kelsey's replacement eventually. But he played really well at guard, and we were all going into this season like, man, what's it going to be at center? What's it going to be? Because we lost to all-pro center and everybody's favorite player. And we didn't miss a beat. Didn't miss a beat. So, I mean, to me, you got to keep that line together. And next week, what I would look for, I agree with Elliot. Khalil Mack, I'm telling y'all, he's one of those guys. He's been around the league. He's made his money. He wants a ring. He could be an awesome, just a pass rush, you know, guy like that. Just bring him in. Mm-hmm. Chris Long, look what Chris Long done, guys.
Yeah.
He basically said on his podcast, he identifies as an Eagle, even though he was only here 3 years. He spent his career in St. Louis. That team's not in St. Louis anymore. He doesn't identify with that team, he said. He identifies as being an Eagle, and he was only here 3 years. So, I mean, these guys, they know what kind of organization that we have, and, like, everybody loves it here. They love the fan base, and this crap with everybody wanting to trade A.J. for the fourth, ain't no way in hell. You cannot replace A.J. Brown with a fourth overall pick. I don't care what it, you can't do it. This is a top three receiver in the league. And when he's out, like, the offense sputters. We've seen that. Like, and
we have an elite QB in there.
We do have an elite QB, but we need every angle we can get. We need every edge we can get.
Yeah, he needs a lot of help.
Got to keep that number one defense.
I'm here to tell you.
Seems like those other elite quarterbacks need more help.
Yeah.
Exactly. They need to take a little less and get a little more help. You know what I'm saying? You show me the money, well, show me some help. That's what I'd say. I mean, I know there's a big difference between $200 and $400 million, but what's the difference between $300 and $400 million? When you got that much money, boys, I'm telling you, you ain't counting your pennies. You ain't eating at McDonald's unless you Ocho Cinco and you love it. You know, Ocho loves McDonald's and
T.O. did too.
And all that.
No, T.O. didn't put that mess in his body.
I read his book. But when he got here, when he first got into the NFL, he didn't know what it was like to have money.
Right.
So he kept eating at McDonald's.
Cheap food,
and then he eventually became,
I'm like, you don't look like that dude.
No, not now. Yeah, or not in the prime. Hey, Jesse, give us a bad guy you root for.
Well, I know this ain't up Jack's alley, but you definitely got to watch the John Wick movies, man. Those are the best action films of the last 15, 20 years. They are phenomenal, dude. Halle Berry's in part three. She helps him out a little bit, but they are phenomenal. They are just phenomenal action movies. What are we winning? Like, what's the prize? I don't want to take a prize that I can't win.
No prize.
Bragging rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, it's a great one. Hannibal Lecter's a great one.
And he got away at the end, guys. He got away at the end of the first one. But anyway, I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean.
Why would you root for Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter was awesome.
No, there's no way I was rooting for Hannibal. Now, in part two, when it was Hannibal.
Yes.
That's different.
You're rooting a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In the first one, was with Jodie Foster, right?
Yeah, but he was helping her. He was helping her find Buffalo.
Clarice. Buffalo
Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And that was, who was Buffalo Bill? Who was that actor? I forget his name.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Silence of the Lambs, great movie.
Justin in Tennessee always wants Luke, deep voice Luke, to do some Hannibal Lecter voices.
No. He doesn't want Hannibal Lecter. He wants Buffalo Bill.
Yes,
the one with the voice.
The best Buffalo line Bill. We can't say. Now, you could have Luke say, it puts the lotion in the basket.
That's what he wants.
The other one we can't say on the radio, but is a good one. All right.
I don't even know what it is.
The Twitter question, I'll tell you off air. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What's your first priority for the Eagles next week? 48% say re-sign Becton. 42% say get a real pass rusher. None of the 42% on the phone lines today, amazingly enough. Jack, what do we have in the top 5-5 coming up now?
Well, the Walter White thing got me thinking about another aspect of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
That I want to break down.
Interesting.
Yes.
So that's coming up next in the top 5-5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.